Welcome back to the Energy Converter Student Voice Podcast. I am so, so happy to be back and really excited to talk about the topic that we're going to talk about today. But first, I want to make sure you know who is in the studio with us and who will be leading our show, our esteemed talent on this other side. Nessa, can you start by telling the folks who you are and what grade you're in?
Okay, so my name is Nessa and I am in 12th grade.
Great.
Hi, my name is Jack. I'm also in 12th grade.
In each show, what we try to do is, in addition to having our students lead and use their voices, we also teach students how to engineer and build the podcast. So I would like my engineering crew, the people producing this episode, to introduce themselves.
Hello, my name is Jaden Cummings. I'm in 10th grade.
My name is Bryce Blake. I'm in 11th grade.
All right. Bryce Blake, man. I love that name. Yeah. I love it. So today, we had a really interesting episode that we wanted to do. So there is a report that the Energy Converters is putting out. And at the end of this report, our students are giving recommendations to other students. And so we wanted to take some of the wisdom from our seniors. So, you know, our seniors that are about to graduate, they got plans that they're about to do. And we just think there's a lot of wisdom in that. So a lot of things that they're talking about is actually going in our report. But I want to hear their narratives and I want them to be able to tell us a little bit about that. So real quick, can you all tell us what your plans are after high school? Nessa, let's start with you.
So my plans after high school is I'm probably going to go to community college first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to do the 2-year transfer. And the school I want to go to is UCLA. So hopefully I get into there.
UCLA is a really popular choice today. What about you, Jack? What are your plans?
I'm either going to UC Davis or UC Santa Cruz.
Let's clap it up for both of our seniors that's about to be in college and doing some big things. So y'all can't hear it because y'all don't have headphones on, but we just clap for you. So
thank you.
But there were two questions that we really wanted to kind of get to the bottom of, right? One of the things we wanted to do is we like to focus on quality here at Energy Converters, and we like to focus on building up student agency, meaning that we want students to be able to have the tools they need to get the things that they want. So that's why it's so important that we hear from you all today. So the first question that we had was, what tips do you have for students that's coming behind you? Either of you can start. Jack, if you like to start, you can start us off.
Can I mention the report and like what's
absolutely
in there? Okay? So I think one of the most basic things that's already written out in the report, and like one of the biggest topics we're talking about, is that for students going into high school or already in high school, we think it's really important that you like vocalize what you need or what you want, and just try to make sure that like, it, say you are taking a class and you don't think it's focusing on something that you think is important, make sure you let your voice be heard. Like, stay respectful, but tell the teacher, hey, I think it's really important if we learn about this, or I think this thing that we're spending a lot of time on is not as important compared to something else.
Mm.
Because if you don't say that, then the teachers won't know. And obviously they have to follow a certain curriculum, but there is still room to flex in a lot of classes. So you could learn about what you want to learn about and still learn the material that you need to learn about.
Okay. All right. Is there anything you want to add on that, Ness?
Some tips I have for like students coming behind me is, I feel like, make sure you stay focused on your education and go do everything that you need to do, basically.
Yeah.
I feel like just know you coming into school, have a mindset of I can make it and I can do it. So I feel like some tips for them is believing in themselves before anybody else can believe in you.
So I want y'all to just elaborate a little bit on this, right? So Jack, you just said that you got accepted into Santa Cruz and Davis, and that's a really huge thing, especially coming from where we're coming from. So like, what do you feel like are some of the biggest navigational skills that you learned? I mean, you just kind of mentioned it, but let's give some concrete examples of things that you actively did that you think like helped you get accepted to those schools.
I think one of the biggest things I did, actually, I did in middle school, and I kind of did it in preparation for like my 4 years of high school. And it's kind of speaking onto a different point, but what I did is, in eighth grade, I signed up for a program that happens at UC Berkeley. And mm-hmm. It's, you sign up once you're in eighth grade and then you're in it for all 4 years. And that program is like, it's super helpful. It's taught me how to present, how to do like formal business presentations, how to make business plans, how to like kind of create your own company, how to make ideas, stuff like that. And I think the like extra point that kind of goes along with that there is while you're like telling people around you what you think you need and what you want, you also have to be ready and aware to like pounce and seize the opportunities that are in front of you, because it's not always going to be someone telling you to sign up for this, or someone's not going to always be forcing you to do something, even if they think it's good for you. At some point, you have to realize that there's things you need to do for yourself that will be really good for your growth and development without someone else telling you that you have to do it.
And what's the name of that program?
That program is called Boost at Berkeley Haas. So it's actually like situated inside the business school at Berkeley, which is one of the best in the world. So okay. It's super, super fun.
I'm glad you got an opportunity to do that. I think.
Thank you.
So thank you for sharing that, because I think what you just really exemplified was the importance of agency. And another thing that we talked about in the report, and the report isn't out yet, but soon you'll be able to click the report and find it at our website. So please download it when it becomes available. We were looking at A through G requirements and who actually was graduating having met A through G. And so for the folks that's outside of California, in California, the California state schools, so we have the CSUs, which is California State Universities, and the UC system, which is University of California system. The way kids are picked to be able to go to that school is they have to finish what's called their A through G requirement. So that's like 4 years of English, 3 years of math, you know, an extra year like recommended. And there's like a whole list A through G. And what we saw is that a lot of our districts in California, they report how many kids are graduating, but they're not reporting how many kids are graduating having met A through G requirements, meaning not even eligible to apply to these in-state public universities. And the UC CSU system is one of the largest public college systems in the country. I think it's only behind New York. New York might be the biggest, but it's one of the most sought after systems to be in. And a lot of students just don't know about A through G or the importance of it. So any of you like just dealing with A through G, Nessa, we were talking about this a little bit earlier. Do you want to tell your A through G story, or just kind of shed light on that and why students need to be vigilant?
For example, I feel like you need to know your A through G requirements, because, like for me, I'm not getting into the college that I want to go to because I don't meet the standards, or like, you know, to even apply for a UC. And I feel like if I would have knew it, like known it sooner, I would have been prepared.
All right. So I mean, what could have happened? Like, what could have made that different? You know, you said like you think you could have been prepared. What happened, or conversely, what didn't happen did you ever look and see your transcript as it related to A through G? Like, did anybody pull you to the side to do those things?
Oh, no. When I was at other schools, because I kind of transferred to two different schools. When I was at other schools, I had a counselor, but she had like maybe 600 other students. So, I mean, I didn't really get the help that I needed to get, so I didn't even know anything about my A through G. And, like, my teachers used to tell me that ninth grade didn't matter, so I didn't really pay attention to it. I kind of just fooled around. I didn't take it serious. I skipped school. I wouldn't be there. I didn't like being at school. Like, I'll say I come, like, every 2 days out of the week.
And you said, and what made you feel like that was okay? You said it earlier, but it has to register for me. I need to hear this again. Why did you feel that way in the ninth grade? Like, what gave you that license?
The teacher told me that it didn't matter.
What did the teacher say? We need to understand.
The teacher said that ninth grade year didn't really matter. It was your 10th and, like, 11th grade year, basically, that mattered. She was like, ninth grade year, you can fool around.
So is there anything that you want to add to what she was saying, Jack, or?
Yeah, I think that's a good point, because I remember, or just like the whole, oh, ninth grade doesn't matter. Because I remember in my freshman year of high school, I don't think it was a teacher that came in. I think it was a student that had already graduated came in, and then the teacher kind of agreed with him. So the teacher didn't explicitly say it, but they made the point that your GPA does not matter for ninth grade when applying to colleges, which is true, but you're telling that to a bunch of kids who don't have agency, and they see that as a way to, oh, I can slack off and it won't matter. But another thing that's important is, even though the GPA doesn't matter for ninth grade, one, you're building habits from ninth grade. So if you are not doing well in ninth grade, you have a higher chance of not doing well the other years of high school. And another thing is, your A through G requirements still count in ninth grade. And I think that's something that wasn't really like shown. I think that should be shown as early as like middle school, because even going into high school, I didn't know what A through G's were. I was just lucky that like my parents pushed me really hard, and they said honor roll is the minimum. And I got literally the minimum. I got a 3.0 GPA both semesters my freshman year. So I'm just imagining if my parents were like, oh, as long as you graduate, then I probably just would have gotten D's my whole freshman year, because I didn't care at all.
Wow. Wow, that's wild. That's wild. So that takes us into our second question. And you all touched on it a little bit, but I want to explicitly ask it so you all can answer it directly. Is, what are some things that you wish that you knew sooner? Like, now that y'all have lived this 4 years, now that you're about to graduate, you're about to start this next chapter in your lives, what is it that you wish that you had known earlier that you want other students to know?
Do you want, or I could say something?
I can go. I guess I can go. I want students to know that you gotta do everything for yourself, basically. Like, when you in high school, you on your own. Like, nobody's not gonna hold your hand through it, because like when you go to college, you're gonna have to basically push through by yourself. So what I wish I would have knew sooner is about the A through G requirements, and I wish I would have knew about college more soon, because I'm just thinking, like, you know, I could slack around and then I could come back up and my grades would be good. But that's kind of messed up what I thought I was gonna do, because I'm taking ninth grade classes that I should have been taking in I'm taking ninth grade classes 10th grade year that I should have passed that year. So it kind of messed me up. So I wish I would have knew that sooner. I wish I would have knew about college and everything else. So, yeah.
Mm. What about you?
One thing I was thinking about, and I didn't say it before, and it's a little less leaning towards the academic side, but it still focuses, or it still like gears towards like how students focus and like maintain their responsibilities. I know going into high school, I really thought that like high school was like, oh, this is going to be the most fun part of my life. And also, if anyone disagrees with me at any point, just go ahead and say something. But I walked into high school, into my freshman year, with the mentality that like, this is supposed to be the most fun part of my life. So anytime that I had the opportunity to hang out with people when I should have been doing work, I took it, because I was thinking like, oh, I don't need to do my work. The more important thing is just having fun in the moment. But looking back on it now, because I'm a senior and I'm about to graduate, high school wasn't really all that fun, because you don't get like, you're under 18 almost the entire time. So you don't get access to a lot of things. You don't have cars. Most people don't have like cars right when they're 16, and stuff like, I don't know, alcohol. Mm-hmm. People are like, oh, I need to like go to parties and drink, because that's what high schoolers do. And for some people it's true, but I think it's more important that if you can get through high school really well and then go to a good college, you could do that stuff in college and still be like a successful person. And that way you can have your fun, but you'll have access to more things that are fun for you. And you're also on a good track academically.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate y'all's honesty. I appreciate y'all sharing your journeys with other folks, because I think it does mean more for students to hear these things from students. I want to ask my producers, who I think are doing a great job, do y'all have anything to add or any questions that you want to ask Talent? Any thoughts?
I really do agree with them, because last year, I'm a sophomore now, but last year I was kind of slacking off. I could have done way better, because freshman year, everyone tells me freshman year is supposed to be the easiest year, but then they say it's a year that doesn't matter. But like, really, yeah, last year I got like a 3.1, 3.2. I think I could have done way better, and I could have set way better habits for myself going into this year. So I think it's important for like teachers and people in school, in the school system, to emphasize A through G requirements and starting good habits and being prepared for high school, like way more in middle school. Because like in middle school, I went through high school just chilling. Like, I had no good habits to help me through classwork and all that type of stuff. So it really affected me now.
Did you have anything to add? Our other producer don't have anything to add. He was talking big stuff before he was like, I'm a produce, I'm a be talent, I'm gonna do all of it. Then we ask him if he want to say something, and he clam up. He got super shy. It's adorable. I didn't know somebody that dark skin could turn that red. It's beautiful. So you heard he was talking a whole bunch, right? He was talking, right? So it's okay. You sure you don't want to say nothing? You positive? Oh, okay. So he's just gonna keep producing the show. He's picked the intro and outro music. It's gonna be great. Thank y'all so much. Before I let you go, we talked to young people. We talked about quality. We talked about the importance of building agency in young people so they don't have to depend on people. Do you have any advice for adults that might be listening to this, that run schools, that might be teachers, or just adults that might have kids or whatnot? What do you want them to know from your perspective?
One thing I was thinking about, I don't know if it's so much advice, but I was just thinking about like a lot of these things. It's like, oh, we need to make sure that students are like, you're emphasizing A through G's and you're emphasizing that they need to do well. But the thing I was thinking about is like, as a teacher or as like a principal or an administrator or whatever, I don't know how to solve it, but I know it's a real issue that it's like, sometimes I'll have friends that like will just disrespect teachers. And sometimes it's like, okay, I understand it. But especially with like freshmen, there's got to be some way that we are able to have them build agency at the same time as like teachers emphasizing what they need to do. But I know that it's really hard for them to like listen and stay respectful because we're like treating them like adults and like expecting them to act like adults, but they're still kids. So I don't know exactly how you're able to like, or how anyone would be able to solve that issue. But I think it's something that you should keep in mind instead of just being like, oh, it's the kid's fault for not listening, even though I do tell them this stuff. Sometimes people have really high expectations of students that are just coming into high school. I think that was on my mind.
Ness, what about you? Do you have any thoughts for adults or advice?
Oh, I agree with Jack though.
You got any heat for adults? You feeling something like now or? It's okay if you don't. I just wanted to give you the space to do what you need to do.
I don't really got nothing to say.
All right. Well, we wish you both. Did you have something to say? Our producer has something to say. Go ahead, bro.
So I wanted to say last year, it was just like a big joke to me. I was new here. I was trying to make friends. I was doing this. And it's like the social part of high school was more like it meant more to me than freshman year as a whole. Like I wasn't really focused on the academics. I was really just focused on like the social part. And it doesn't seem like anybody actually emphasized that to me that didn't matter. Because I realize it don't matter now, and I'm really focused on my grades now more than anything. But if I knew that was, like, more important last year, I would have probably got a 4.0 because I like five elective classes. There's no reason I should be getting B's and C's in there. But, yeah, for teachers, yeah, I agree. They should not expect little ninth graders, 13, 14-year-olds, to come and act super-duper mature. I think, yeah, it's going to be tough for most ninth grade teachers. So what I suggest for them to do is don't be too hard on ninth graders and, like, don't be to the point where you're, like, a second parent for them. But I say you can, like, try to emphasize certain things such as student agency, like, and how important schools are and like, their future and stuff. But this goes for all teachers in general, but especially for ninth graders, because they can help set good habits for these for upcoming students.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
Building off of what he said, like the teachers shouldn't be like a second parent. I think it's important that teachers aren't at one end of the spectrum just being like, oh, you're behaving poorly, I'm sending you out of class. But then on the other end of the spectrum, they shouldn't like be babying their students and being like, well, I know that you're only a ninth grader, so I'm just gonna let you stay in class and you need to be better than this, blah, blah, blah. I think for adults, and like this point is especially towards parents, like I think it's really good if the parents are involved, not necessarily like, oh, what exactly was your homework, but just making sure that their child is staying on top of stuff, because I think that for a ninth grader who would be acting really immature, the like biggest driving force or the biggest like the biggest person to push them would be their parents. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, like, the teacher can teach and the parents can parent.
Got you. And I mean, I'm glad you said that, because I was actually going to push back on you a little bit. Listen, like Jack said earlier, ninth grade is where you start to build habits. And it's really important to start out the gate with good habits, because people think they can just flip a switch later on. And sometimes that switch don't flip, man. Like, sometimes it just does not, right? And, like, it's good to kind of build up those habits. I actually think that adults should be more vigilant early on. I have no idea why you have 5 elective classes and you a sophomore. That makes no sense to me. As a freshman, that makes no sense to me. I have no idea why that is, and I want to see your transcript the next time I see you. Like, that stuff is dangerous, and especially if you're trying to go to a 4-year college. I mean, you might still be in great shape. Things might be where they need to be, but no. That's not the time to have that in a senior, in a sophomore year. Now, if you a senior and you knocked out A through G and you ahead on stuff, and you might have took like some college courses or some summer courses or whatnot and got ahead, then cool. That makes sense to have 3 classes or 4 classes or something like that. But like a young person, if you give them the option to have fun over like the substance that they need, most of the time they're going to choose fun. And I actually do think that's where adults come in. To just summarize real quick, y'all said some really, really important things. One of the things that y'all said was young people need to pay attention to their A through G. And I think what we might do as energy converters is we might need to build something on our website that kids can download and have their own like A through G guide, have their own worksheet. Because when I got in my junior year, I had to go do it myself. And I just built out my own stuff. So I went to my counselor telling them what classes I needed. And when I showed that type of agency, it was easier for me to get those classes, right? Instead of me just saying, I don't like Miss such and such, she don't like me. You're not gonna get what you need. So I appreciate y'all a ton and a half, man. Y'all have been listening to the Energy Converter Student Voice Podcast. Come back with us soon and we will have this report out. Thank you for supporting us. Peace.